Hare Krishna. So every holy place has got a very typical situation. Whether you consider Makkah, Medina, whether you consider Jerusalem, any holy place in the world which connects with God, are environment point of view, very difficult places to stay. Very difficult. All places, by rule, by the arrangement of the Lord. The way the Lord has made His holy places are always extremes of weather. In the cold, it will be too much of cold, it will be hot too much in the summer. Like cold, it will be zero, and summer it is 50. Like that kind of atmosphere is there in every holy place in the world. You go to Chitrakoot, you go to Ayodhya, you go to Jerusalem, you go to Makkah, Medina, you go to any place, you name it, any religion. Wherever there is a holy place, this kind of situation is there. Why is it so? Very good question. Because Lord doesn't want people who want to enjoy material sense gratification to be there. Jinko indriya bhog karna hai, who want to enjoy senses and enjoy worldly pleasures, they will stay where only it's very comfortable, na? Very nice, very feeling, very beautiful, nice food is coming there, nice, everything is so nice there. So everybody will populate over there. Why there is so much population in Bombay? There's money, all kinds of enjoyment, all kinds of gadgets, whatever you want, Bombay is providing you. So Bombay day by day, 15 crore, 20 crore, log birth, there's increasing day by day. Kolkata, Delhi, Madras. Why? Because facilities, enjoyment, plus wine, women, gambling, everything is available here. But holy places means so much difficulties there. No facilities. See, most of the holy places you see now, no roads, no good maintenance, all kitchen everywhere. So who can stay there? Those who have faith and those who have love for the Lord. And they will stay in spite of all the difficulties there. They will bear the difficulties there, perform their bhajan over there and continue staying over there. It is about those I am talking about who are not born there, who go from outside over there and do cultivate their bhakti there and stay there only. They shift them. And then there are people who are born there. Now who can take birth there? Only those who have convinced the Lord that I am your devotee and I want to be with you. Only those who have performed their pious activities for many, many hundreds of lifetimes. Only those can stay there. And those can take birth there. You cannot just desire and you are there. It's not like that. If you are born here, you can take a ticket and go there. But if you can't decide about your birth over there. Your birth over there is fully 100% decided and controlled by God. And only those who are qualified, only they take birth there. And how does Lord keep them there? Bhagwan unko kaise rakhte hai wahan par? Most of them are not beautiful, not good looking. Why? Again, ask me the question. Why? Because when you are beautiful, you become proud. Okay, I'm beautiful. When you become beautiful, you become proud. When you become proud, you can't become a devotee of God. Pride and bhakti cannot go together. So Lord wants to keep His devotees free from any pride. That's why those who are born there, mostly they are not very good looking. They are dark and not very good featured. Or some deformity in teeth and something, this thing. I have seen so many people there. Second thing, they will not be educated, most of them. But even education makes you pride. Once of all, you are a poor man, father is not educated, and you become graduate, then immediately you become proud. See, in my family, I am the only graduate. I am the only doctor from this village. Immediately you become proud. You forget your past, and you are so proud of your present education. Then there is, most of them are very poor, struggling for their bread and butter, struggling for their, very simple, there is no facility for them. Why? Again, when you get money, you get proud immediately. Even if your increment comes 1,000 rupees, you are so proud, this is my increment. Now I can buy one more mobile this year. You know, you feel I can buy one more shirt and pant and one dress for my marriage and everything. So money, beauty, education, anything else makes us proud?
Fame.
Somebody is a great singer, somebody is a great dancer, somebody is politician, so he becomes proud. What else? Janma also, if you are born in a very big family, You are born in Barack Obama's family. You are Barack Obama's daughter. You are Bill Clinton's daughter, for example, or grandson, or nephew, or your mother of Bill Clinton, or whatever. You are Pradhan Mantri's mother, Pradhan Mantri's wife, son, or related to him. He is my distant uncle. Still you are proud. He is from my village. Still you are proud of him. So, no connection with high birth. If you are high birth, then you are proud. Position, position, fame, adoration, the post that you are in. So, all these dhamvasis who are the holy place residents, they are all in this category. And most of them appear to be very needy and very poor and very underprivileged and all. So, we go to that place to serve them. Not that, okay, oh, poor thing, you know, I must go and do something for them. I have something which they don't have. I am qualified, I have got skills, this and that. This is the most wrong way of going to that place. If you think you are superior and they are poor and that's why you go and serve them, that means also you are serving them with pride only. You think I am a doctor, you think I am a rich man, you think I am a director of this institution from Bombay, I have got a lot of resources and a lot of organization power and I can bring people there, I can bring donations over there, I can arrange a camp over there, I can help thousands of people getting division. Look at my charisma. With my one word, I cured 1,000 blind patients and now they can see. If we go in this mood, the whole purpose of going there is finished. What we tell people when we go there is that you are actually the beggar and they are actually the givers. By serving them, you get rich. So you don't go in with pride. The poor thing, you know, I must do something for them. We go there to make spiritual advancement. So our Guru Maharaj says, when you are operating their cataract, your cataract of ignorance is being removed. While you are operating them, your operation is going on by the Lord. The Lord will cleanse your soul and remove the cataract of your ignorance and give you true knowledge and devotion. For example, one day in the eye camp, me and Mr. Venkat were taking night rounds. Sundar enough, Pooja. So, in night rounds, what we go for, because we saw that post-operative patients are there, so they may have some headache or some pain in the eye or some redness, some pricking or some itching, and some may have vomiting, some may have hypertension, some may have diarrhea. Everything happens, pre-operative and post-operative. Pre-operative tension is there, they are not sleeping in the night. They have anxiety. BP becomes high because of next day operation is there. Kya hoga, kya hoga. So we go on round sometime to see that, you know, everybody is comfortable so that the takleef nahi na kisi ko. Doctor can attend the patients. So we went and they were fast asleep. Everybody had taken razais and it was dark, lights were off and they were sleeping. Many patients, like one row 20, another row 20, third row 20, like hundreds of patients were there, line say. And we heard Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Many people were calling. It looked like they are in pain and they are like calling. Generally, when Are Deva, Dukte Mala, Are Deva. Like that, we say in Marathi. So they were saying Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. So we thought ki unko kuch takleef hoti rahegi na, headache hota rahega wagera. So we told the doctor ki come, they must be having pain. And we pulled their Rajai. They were fast and deep asleep. But they were still chanting Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Not out of pain of post-operative, but out of their daily habit. In the deep sleep also, they are talking by mouth, audible, of Hare Krishna, Radhe Radhe. So we were shocked, you know. This kind of devotion, we try to achieve, we want to achieve, they already have. In the sleep, deep sleep, they are uttering the name of the Lord loudly. Then we understand whom we are serving. They may look very poor, ugly, not beautiful, you know, not educated. So they may look all these things, but they are not like that. It's only external disguise. Internally, they are very rich with devotion. Otherwise, Radharani would not give them birth in her own land. And what does that mean? When Radharani gives birth for them in her own land, they will not come back again in this world. That is the last birth. They will maybe suffer with poverty and these and all the no facilities. Many things will happen in their life. They will suffer. But in the end of their life, they will go back to the Lord. To such people, we are getting chance to serve. So when we go there, we have, why we have program for orientation for them? All IKM people come on Sunday morning here and we give big lecture to them, orientation. We also orient them with service, kya karna hai, aapko OPD mein, aapka IPD mein, aapka ward mein, sab karte hain hum log. But the main orientation is the mood, with what mood you go there. Don't treat them bad because you think you are great and they are after you for operation. They are needy, they are running behind you and you are so great that you can say yes or no to them. So that is what is Barsana. And that is why we choose that place, because we know she is mother of devotion and we are already told by our spiritual master that when you serve them and they are pleased with your service and they smile at you with pleasure and satisfaction, that means Radha and Krishna are smiling at you with happiness. So we want to achieve that happy and very good smile on their face at the end of the service. And that is our target. They should be really happy. Not that you are trying to make them happy. You are serving them in such a way that they should really, really, really bless you and thank you and go. So we don't only operate them. We give them food 5 times. No camp gives food 5 times. Even there also nobody gives. They operate and they send them. And some tiffin is brought from the patient from home, roti sabji, and they eat during their whatever time. But the camp doesn't provide any food. We provide them residence for 2 nights, 1 day. We provide them 5 times food. We give them all medications for 40 days. We give them blanket. We give them pair of socks. And nowadays we give slipper also. So all this is because we want to please them. Why you have to give so much money? You can operate money for patients. But there are people who are also their sponsors. Ki hum log socks denge. We'll give blankets. We'll give this. We'll give that. Medically, 40 days medicine, black glasses, all instructions printed, all orientation, everything is done, lens free of charge, operating conditions as if we are in Bombay, all protocols that we follow, and the mood that doctor will not say, ki, I am so and so. You will find doctor also cleaning and people are also cleaning, MBAs and big, big doctors are also doing humble service, sitting on the ground and eating with everybody else. There is no, ki doctor ka cabin alag hai. I am insisting they should be in different cabin to eat food. But till now they eat with the staff only. On the ground they eat and whatever we are serving on Patal they eat. Big, big guys in Bombay making lakhs of rupees per day. They come there and eat on the ground. Because they are also inspired by the mood with everybody is carrying there. They feel that we go to many camps because eye surgeons go to many, many, many camps. They are not like only Bhaktivedanta Hospital camp they come to Barsana. They go to many, many, many camps. That is their routine. They are called on Sunday, Saturday, holiday, 15 August, everywhere. And they operate many, many more patients than what we operate also. But they say this camp is different because this camp is with devotion, with genuine service. Whatever money is given is used for service to patients. There is no show, bottle, numbering, number game. There is no number target over there. There is target only of quality. There is one Swamiji over there who stays there only permanently. He is now 78 year old. So one time we had asked him, Swamiji, what do you think we should keep up with this Barsana camp? What you would like us to keep up? Ye aapka hai na, ye aapko kam nahi hona chahiye kabhi bhi. So he said only one thing. He said, your camp is known for 2 things. One is your genuine service, heartfelt service, and the quality of your service. So eye operation kaisa karte hain aap, sabko drushti prapt hoti hai, everyone gets vision back and everybody serves them before operation, after operation, during operation, very lovingly, very respectfully. They touch their feet of the patients before operations. So 2 things he said you should never minimize or dilute is your devotional service to them, sincere service, pramanik seva, and the quality of your operations. They should never come down. 2 things you maintain, whether you operate 100 or 1500 or 500, number is not important. The quality of services should be maintained. So our large amount of energy goes in these 2 things. Otherwise money is coming, money will keep coming also. Dawai aate rahegi, or doctor bhi aate rahenge. But that devotional touch, hai na, that is to be maintained. So last year when I took the yatra, after the camp, you may be happy to know that we have purchased 5-acre land there now, our hospital, just close by, in the jungle, beautiful place. And we are going to build a world class eye hospital there in the future. It may take 20 years from now, whatever, I don't know, 20 years, 15 years, 10 years, nobody knows. But ultimate goal is to make a hospital there, ki whole of UP should come there as the last station. Agar ye hospital mein nahi hoga to kidhar pe nahi hoga. That kind of situation should be there. Everything in the eye care should be available there. All kinds of facilities should be available there. And everybody should come as a quality institute as a last stop there. Ultimate place for the eye care. That is our dream there. And that place is already there. We already purchased the place. So, there also he said, when we have such a big institute, we should keep up with the same mode. And I took people to that land to inspire them, to show them this is our future project. We have to build a very beautiful devotional hospital here. But I said, whether the hospital will be having 30 beds or 100 beds or 1500 beds, we don't know that. That will grow gradually. But whether it is 1 bed, 10 bed, 20, 30 bed or 100 bed or 1000 beds, the mood that all of you are carrying while coming to Barsana should be preserved even after we meet here after 100 years. Today we are sitting on the empty land here. After 50 years or 25 years, maybe if I live another 10 years, we will be maybe sitting in a building and a hall in the building, or maybe of the auditorium in the building, whatever. Maybe in a pandal in front of the hospital. The location may change and the situation also may change. But whenever we will sit next year, today and tomorrow and whatever number of years, the mood that we are carrying today should be preserved. Even if we are not leaving this world, we all will leave the world, and after 100 years people are still coming here to service, even their mood should remain same. That is our challenge. And for that, today we have to keep working on that quality and maintaining the quality. That's why we go to Barsana. We want to do service to society, but do service to society in devotional consciousness. Not just philanthropy, charity, samaj seva. Humko nahi karna hai. Because when you do only samaj seva, why most of you are sleeping? Maybe you are tired actually. So why we don't do only samaj seva? Because when you do samaj seva only, you go to the planet of demigods. You don't reach the planet of God. Planets of demigods. Swargaloka bolte hai usko. And Swargalok mein jane ke baad mein, punya karma samapt hone par, dubara prithvi par aana padta hai. Yes, when you fill up 1 lakh liters of petrol in an aeroplane, how long it can fly? Till the time the petrol is there in the aeroplane. When it gets over, where does the plane go? Comes on the ground. Same thing happens when you go to Swargaloka. You perform lot of samaj seva, donation, helping poor people, blind people, widows and orphans and this and that. You do so many varieties of samaj seva. And you accumulate very good parmas, lot of pious activities. At the end of the life, with all the pious activities like a petrol, takes you to Swargaloka. And in Swargaloka, you enjoy the fruits of your action. You live in Swargaloka, good body, no bad smell, very beautiful body, beautiful hair, beautiful eyes, long life, beautiful food arrangements, all kinds of things what you can't imagine also here. Everything you'll enjoy there for those number of years as per your pious activities.
They remain young too, right?
They also remain young. They don't get old also. They don't get disease also. There is no hospital in Swargaloka. There is no toilet in Swargaloka. Do you know that? Because your body doesn't have stool and urine also. There is no sweat. There is no mucus. There is no bile. There is nothing. The body is simply enjoying. Called as bhoga sharira. Body of enjoyment. It has no receptors of pain. Dard hai nahi uske andar. Only enjoyment is there. But you can stay there only as long as your account is still there. When your punya karma is over, you have to come back again here. That is why we are philosophically not interested in philanthropy. We are always adding devotion to the activity. So that whatever you do becomes devotional. And when it is devotional, the destiny is different. Yes, sir. Is this very clear to you? Many people who perform good activities here, they have desire to go to Swarga. Swarga mein jana hai. Itna achha kaam karenge, Swarga mein jayenge. But Swarga is not a permanent situation. No one can stay in Swarga Loka permanently. You can stay there as long as your balance is available. Similarly, nobody can stay in hell permanently. Why? Same reason. Till the time you have your papa with you, you suffer there. When papa gets over, so punishment is given to you. Every papa is given punishment to you. You come back on earth again to create new account. After you take bath in the morning, what do you do? You go out, you become dirty, you come back again to bathroom in the next morning, or evening again. That means taking bath is going on morning, evening, and becoming dirty process is also going on constantly. You are constantly getting dirty. Even after you take bath, in 5 minutes you sweat, the bad smell and the dirt is going on immediately. So we are in this world constantly creating good and bad karma. New account, constantly created. You want or don't want, it's already getting generated automatically only. And you are also ready to suffer and enjoy immediately after that. Whatever remains at the end of life is next life. Carry on, carry forward. Some karmas are not punished or rewarded. Sab karma ka phal nahi milta na, achhe bure ka. To balance list hai, wo next life, carry forward. To pehle wala carry forward aur left knife ka naya list bhi. Additionally, it goes on. The whole story goes on and on and on. That's why we go to holy place. So that we make our services, which are actually philanthropic, we make them spiritual. That's why we do yajna. That's why we perform kirtan over there. That's why we take them to holy places. That's why we orient them. Who are these people? Why are we doing all these things? Where are we? Which place is this? What is the glory of this place? And why we should do, which mood we should do, it all makes the whole thing devotional. And then people also pray whole day there while they are serving also, before and after. They eat the holy place ka food, very pure food is available there, as prasad. Water, food, air, residence over there is very powerful from the point of view of purification of the soul. Everything that you do there purifies you completely. You eat there, you sleep there, you smell the air there, you do seva there, you drink water there. Everything that you do there, normal activities, walking on the road, everything that you do there has got one effect of purification and second effect of adding to your spiritual credits, not pious credits, not punya. It adds to your spiritual wealth, and that spiritual wealth can never be destroyed. Can never be spent also. Punya karma will be over one day. Spiritual wealth will never get over. You get the difference between the two things? When you have 100 rupees with you and you eat 50 rupees of ice cream, how much remains with you? 50 rupees of ice cream in the stomach and in the pocket 50 rupees only. And that will become stool after some time. Then you again eat 50 rupees of ice cream, then what happens is 50 rupees stomach in the stomach, ice cream, and in pocket 0 rupees. But suppose I read a story of God and I tell that story to you. Now in your brain the story is there in the form of memory. Have I lost it? Is it me also? So 1 minus 1 is equal to 1. Is that right? Do you understand the meaning behind it? This is how devotion goes. When I give you God's connection, when my connection increases and you also get the connection. It's not that I give my number to you and I lost the number. Only you can use my number. It's not like that. When I do devotion to God and when I share with you, the first beneficiary of my sharing is me only. I get the benefit of sharing it with you first. Along with that, you also get it as fresh as possible. So spiritual life means 1 minus 1 is 1. And material life means 1 minus 1 is 0. Kitna aapko samajh mein aaya na? You have understood everything in life. It's as simple as that. So that's why everything that you do, even while you are in Bombay, while in Bhaktivedanta, while in ICCU, Sicily Madam, whatever you do, when you add God to that, then that becomes spiritual. Your nursing, your home making at home, you are serving somebody, whatever you do, everything of yours becomes spiritual when you connect God in your life. And that's why we are here. We want to make all your work, what you are doing as nurses, as whatever you are doing here, we want to make all your work a spiritual work by adding God in your life. Somebody may call different names, we call him as Krishna. By adding Krishna in your life, your work that you are doing right now is a material work, but that work will be turned into spiritual work. I'll give another example for you, how it is. Suppose you put iron rod in fire, flames, and you put it for 5 hours, to 6 hours, and 7 hours, and then you take it out, and then you touch you. You touch Anita because I love her so much, so I will touch her with that. Then what will happen? It will burn. It will act like fire only. It is not fire. There is no flame. I don't see any flame there. Where is the flame? Flame was there, and I put it in the flame. But by associating with the flame, it has accepted and adopted all the qualities of the fire. And after some time, although it is not fire, it will act as fire only. Even when you are doing sabji, and long time you are moving sabji, the chamcha also becomes hot. Then you take a cloth, and then you hold the chamcha with the cloth, or you wear a glove and hold chamcha. Okay? Isn't that right? Yeah? You don't know to me. Or your wife suppose does something and goes somewhere else and keeps chamcha in dal only. And she comes back and presses chamcha. Then what happens? It's hot. Because chamcha has now stayed with the fire, with the hot thing for a long time. It also has become hot. So like that, you are doing nursing, you are cooking at home, you are doing so many things in life. I am doctor, you are doing something else, you are doing CSSD, he is doing maintenance, he's doing housekeeping, all of these things are doing. But when you associate with God while doing all these things, we do it in God consciousness, when your work becomes God consciousness itself, like the iron rod in the fire. And no more the rod will act as iron, it will keep acting as fire only. So let us make our iron as fire. That's what we are here. Whether you're in ICCU, whether you're in general ward, whether you are in the security and the gate, all of your iron can be turned into fire, provided you put it in the fire. And that fire is bhakti. When you put that fire and rod in the fire of bhakti, the rod will become also fire. Let us all make our life as that. That's why the Barsana I camp is, if suppose I don't talk anything to anybody, and we go to Barsana and serve nicely and come back, what will happen? It will all become philanthropy. Achha garibo ka seva karke. But to make it spiritual, I have to keep speaking and keep speaking. Before I go, I speak. I go there, I do yagya, I do establish kirtan over there. That goes on 16 hours. And every evening, I will give 1 hour lecture about the place. I will take the stock. I will remind them what you do, how you do. Then at the end of the seva, I will take them to yatra and give the stories. Why is that? I am not doing anything. I am actually speaking. But maybe because I was speaking, people's mood are changing and they understand. Like when I am speaking now, you are also understanding what you are actually doing and how you can change your work into bhakti. Right? So what Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita? He is saying the same thing. He is telling, you do your work, but do in my consciousness. Mam anusmara cha yudhya cha. You fight in the war, but you fight remembering me. For my purpose you fight, not for your purpose. Mam anuspara yudhyacha. Mam anuspara, if you remove yudhyacha, you fight. That is different. But you remember for me and you serve for me, that is different. Kiske liye kar rahe hain sab kuch? That decides the fate of the work. Why and for whom you are doing your work, that will decide the result of your work. Hai na? Jaise ki do aadmi log kheti karte hain. Aapke gaon mein karte hain na, chawal ki kheti. Same kaam karte hain. They will put the seed, then they will put water, wait for the rain to come, then they will do avani, then they will do perni, then they will finally cut the crop, they will beat the crop, will get the husk out, take the rice out, will pack in the bags, and then sell in the market. And they will make money. Right? procedure is same. One person, as soon as he makes money, he arranges cocktail party in the house. Mm-hmm. As soon as he has made the money, he immediately bakra katega, murgi katega, daru mangayega, disco party rakhega, and he'll have a party. Another guy who will have, who will earn money, aapka chawal becha hai usne, turant satsang karega ghar pe. Sab bhaktoon ko bulayega. He will have pravachan, he will have prasad, he will have aarti, he will have a festival for the Lord. So while they are doing the kheti, no one knows what is there in the mind. But as soon as the work is over, why they were doing so will be manifested. As I have. When they will hold a party or a satsang, then why they were doing so all these years, all these months will be known to you. Are, iske liye kar raha tha. But why they were doing these things, you don't know. Same work is going on. So you are doing nursing, he is doing nursing, he is also doing nursing. But the result of your nursing will come to know later on. How you did your nursing? You did for yourself, for your money, or you did for serving God in God consciousness? Will decide your fate. That will take you to a place as per your consciousness. So, वही काम अगर आप समाज सेवा के रूप में करेंगे, तो आप स्वर्ग में जाएंगे. And the same work, if you do it for God, they will go to kingdom of God. And in kingdom of God, there is no account of pious activity and bad activity. It is only staying with the Lord. Only spiritual credits, which will never get exhausted. You will never come down again. Yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama param mamama. Who will reach my kingdom, my home, will never come back again to suffer and enjoy here. He will only remain there. Nursing college in Dikala, we have tried nursing college here. I just spoke 5 minutes back. Same thing. There are many nursing colleges, nothing great about us. We also have nursing college. The difference here is that nursing education is given along with spiritual education also. So you will become a spiritual nurse in the course of time. And you serve people. And when you serve people, people should ask, what is it there in you which is different than others? Who are you? What do? Why you are so different than others? So by your service, they are understanding that you are different, not like other nurses. These days I am giving example again and again. Suppose I am sitting here, I am giving lecture to you, and I have got a big kasturi ka, attar ka, cotton gola in my pocket here. It's already in the pocket here. Nicely kept here. And I am talking to you. I'm talking to you maybe about administration, about nursing, about this, about discipline, HR, so many things. But what you are feeling? From where the fragrance is coming? Constantly you are thinking, from where fragrance is coming? From where? No one knows. And I'm talking everything else in the world to you. But you will not miss the fragrance. Whatever happens. Like that, if your heart, there is a cotton ball soaked in bhakti inside the heart. And you are doing nursing and you are cooking at home and you are doing so many activities. People will not miss that fragrance of devotion. They will feel there is something different here. That fragrance of devotion is there. And why it is so? Then you explain, okay, I am a devotee and I serve you in the name of God. So, request to all of you is, let that smell, beautiful fragrance be always there with you. Whenever you are serving your profession, don't do it for money only, don't do it for your personal growth. Or that's all right. There is no harm in growing personally, from nurse to head nurse, head nurse to superintendent, and from assistant to general manager. All this is fine, nothing is wrong in that. But all that you do with devotion, so that whenever you make progress in your material life, along with devotion, you make that progress. So that material progress will not entangle you here, that will deliver you from here. The same thing can bind you or same thing can deliver you also, depending on what you do it for. That is why we do camp in Barsana. And also we do in many other places, not Barsana only we are doing Thana also. So many places we are doing. Barsana once in a year we do big camp, but Thana mein toh roj chalte rehta camp. Daily 45 patients are coming, 50, 60, 70, abhi 80 ho gaya hai. We 100 karne ka touch, daily ka score. So philanthropy is going on. But that philanthropy, although it is growing day by day, it is devotional philanthropy. We give free food also. It's also philanthropy. But that's not food. That is prasad. Offered to the Lord, cooked with love and devotion, and served as mercy of the Lord to hungry people. So when they eat food, they also get glucose in their blood, but they also get devotional benefit by that. We have nursing school. Yes, nursing education is, everything is going on. Along with that, spiritual education is also given. While becoming nurse, they become a devotional nurse. I can go on telling you example like this. So everywhere in life, you add God in your life. Become God conscious. Don't become mechanical. The world will try to make you mechanical. The situation around you will try to make you mechanical, but you don't become mechanical. You fight and become God conscious. Don't take NABH as a big burden. Take it as an opportunity to serve the Lord. It's a big opportunity to serve the Lord, because big work is given to people who are trusted by God. When you get difficulty in life, so you always think, because Lord felt me as worthy, He has given this difficulty. You think other way. Don't think why God has given me this. You think God has chosen me for this. He felt me as worthy of this thing. That's why He gave me this. Like if I think, why a child like this to me? What sin I have done? Nobody else in the world God could see to give this punishment or what? This is one way of thinking. Or I may think, to the special children, God has chosen special parents and I am one of them. To His special children, He has chosen you to take care of the child. So it's your privilege, not punishment to you. You can think as punishment if your mind is not right. But you think as, you can think as blessing of the Lord also. Privilege. Ki bada kaam, bade aadmi ko dete hain. Chota kaam, chote aadmi ko dete hain. अगर ये काम बहुत डिफिकल्ट है तो वो जो आदमी कर सकता है उसी को मिलता है वो. सब आदमी लोग डिफिकल्ट काम नहीं कर सकते हैं. और अगर आपको डिफिकल्ट काम दिया गया है तो आप सोचो कि मुझे इसके योग्य समझा है भगवान ने. गॉड हैज कंसिडर्ड मी एज वर्दी ऑफ दिस बिग टास्क. दैट्स व्हाई ही हैज गिवन टू यू दिस टास्क. इफ यू थिंक लाइक दिस देन यू कैन बिकम ग्रेटफुल फॉर दैट टास्क. यू विल नॉट पुल योर हेयर एंड यू नो क्राई एट होम एंड हियर ऑल्सो. This NABH, you know, I don't know when it's going to get over. I don't know when I'm going to eat my peaceful meal in the evening without tension of this NABH. This is one way of looking at it. Or you will think, why one NABH? What next now? Is there any American accreditation we can take? Is there any, is there any JCI we can take? Joint accreditation of America we can take? Madam, you have enjoyed the work so much that now you are saying, oh, NABH over ho gaya. This is what we feel when we come back in Barsana. Hare, khatam ho gaya kaam abhi. Next year. This is what all of us think when we come back. Because we are not thought here it's a burden of 12 hours work. When will this camp end? Why we are here? Why we have to work for 12 hours a day? Everybody is working and at the end of the day we all feel bad. Ki why are we coming back from this place? When the next camp is coming? When I can come again here? If that is the thing, that means you have served the Lord. If you are cursing, if you are angry, that means you are not served the Lord. Any questions? 5 minutes only. The people in Barsana, why they are so merciful and kind? Because they are genuine devotees of the Lord. Bhagwan ke wo pramanik bhakt hain. और जब आप भगवान के प्रामाणिक भक्त बनते हो, क्योंकि भगवान बड़े दयालु हैं, उनका क्वालिटी आपके अंदर भी आ जाता है. आग में रखा हुआ लोखंड का पतरा या टुकड़ा गर्म क्यों होता है? क्योंकि वो आग के साथ रहता है. आग के गुण वो स्वीकार लेता है. तो भगवान के साथ बहुत देर रहेंगे तो भगवान जैसा ही बनेंगे ना. हमारा कैसा रहता है? ढवळ्या शेजारी पवळ्या बांधला वाण नाही पण गुण लागला. इन्स्टेड ऑफ टेकिंग गुड क्वालिटीज वी पिक अप बॅड क्वालिटीज ऑफ द असोसिएशन दॅट वी हॅव. हा सो ढवळ्या मीन्स ढवळ्या अँड पवळ्या दे आर बोथ बुल्स. सो वन बुल इज गुड बुल, वन इज नॉटी बुल, अँड यू टाय दिस बुल्स टू टुगेदर. सो वी से इन्स्टेड ऑफ पिकिंग अप द स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ पवळ्या, ढवळ्या हॅज पिक्ड अप बॅड क्वालिटीज ऑफ पवळ्या.
One positive Prabhuji has spoken in Tuesday program, Balshali Balwan Bhakti ke saath mein.
स्ट्रांग हो जाता है. विच प्रोग्राम इज दैट? सो इंस्टेड ऑफ मतलब ढवळ्या वॉज नॉटी एंड पवळ्या वॉज गुड एंड दे वर टाइड टुगेदर. सो इंस्टेड ऑफ पिकिंग अप गुड क्वालिटी फ्रॉम पवळ्या, ढवळ्या पिक्ड अप ओनली नेगेटिव थिंग्स फ्रॉम दिस वन.
एंड
पॉझिटिव्ह इज अदर वेज यू कॅन. सो सिमिलरली why the people in Barsana are so merciful? Because they are constantly associating with merciful God, and because of their constant association, God's mercy also comes to them and flows through them to others. Uska hi gun le lete hain, uske jaisa hi ban jate hain. Jaisa sang waisa rang,
birds of the same feather.
Aisa hai. So we have to associate this way. Okay, thank you very much. Today's Ekadashi, all prayers and best wishes for you.